Good morning, and thank you for being with us again through the means of Facebook this morning. We ask you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. And those of you in this auditorium, please stand as we'll read two verses. Matthew, chapter 7, and verse 13, it says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find him." Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we pray that you would bless your holy word as it goes forth. And Lord, as we also seek to preach the gospel of the only hope of salvation to be removed from the broad way of destruction into the narrow way of life in Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless this word. Again, feed us, as it were, from the finest of the wheat. Lord, may your spirit accompany this word as it goes forth, that you would speak to us in the auditorium, those on Facebook, and later on even those that would hear on sermon audio, Lord, that your word would go out in power and in truth, and most importantly, in the Holy Ghost. And so, God, bless thy word. Meet with us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Please be seated. So again this morning, we'll continue to speak in Matthew 7, 13, and 14 on the false path. And as I said, if I would give the title to this message, it would be, "What will be your final destination?" And as I said, we looked at this text last week, but there's so much more to cover because of the importance of its subject matter, which is, of course, eternity. The point is, when we die, where or where will be our final destination? As we saw last week, our Lord Jesus Christ only gives us two options. There's the broad path of life, and there's the narrow path of life that is found in Christ. Or the broad path of destruction, I meant to say, and the narrow path of life in Christ. And I pray that you'll be found walking on that narrow path, because I remind you again, there is no connection or in between these two roads. The thing is, if you are found walking upon the broad way, when death comes to you, Christ says it leads to destruction. But the blessing is, if you're found walking in the narrow road, it says, Christ says it leads to eternal life. And so what a blessing. So again, the question at hand is, where will you be found walking when you die? The broad way, the broad road, or the narrow road? May God speak to your heart this morning about the importance of eternity. And may God prick your heart if you are presently walking the broad road this morning, that God would convict your soul this morning about your condition and draw you to himself, that you will be found walking this morning in the narrow road that leads to eternal life. Now, as we also said last week, the Lord is beginning now to close his Sermon of the Mount, and he finishes with a powerful challenge to provoke his hearers and us this morning of where we stand before God. Verses 13 and 14, as Christ, again, bringing the Sermon of the Mount to a close, he sets forth some sobering warnings in his teachings about the end result of destruction for those that are found on the broad road when they die. So he concludes the Sermon of the Mount, as we said last week, with two gates or two roads, two types of preachers, two types of fruit, two destinations, two foundations. What a conclusion to a powerful sermon. But he begins it in verse 14 and 13 in order to set forth the aspect of the, to have an examination in our hearts, to look into the depth of our soul, to answer the sobering question, what will be my final destination? This is, again, the implication and application of those sobering words that were uttered by Christ in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. We saw last week also that in verse 13, that the Lord begins with a command. He says, "Enter ye at the straight gate." It was not some request or trying to get their attention. No. It was a command, as we said last week. In the Greek, it is in the imperative, that those they heard, it was an emergency. Enter in now. Enter in the narrow gate, in the narrow way, in the straight gate. And we saw that the word for In the middle of verse 13, it sets the contrast of what he just said. He says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide or broad is the gate that leads to destruction. As though Christ is saying, I am admonishing you, I am commanding you, this very moment, enter into the narrow gate. Because the other gate might be wide, it might be broad, it might be alluring, but it leads to an awful destruction. And sadly, Christ also reminds us there'll be many, many, which will go through the broad way. And what sobering words of Christ that is seasoned, I believe, with a fearful warning. And not to be in that broad road when you die. He says, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many shall be, many there be, which go in thereat. And so the Lord tells His hearers, He is telling us this morning also, there's only two possible roads in which you are walking on this morning. But of course, there's many in our day, many false preachers who teach, there's so many paths that a person can walk through. I mean, you can choose Buddha, you can choose Muhammad, you can even choose karma if you want. I mean, you can choose whatever idol, I mean, choose the God with a small g, choose the God of your imagination. I mean, choose your denomination, choose whatever religion. But I tell you that all of these are on the broad road. Christ says there's only two paths a person can walk in. Only two. And if this sounds too narrow for you, well, guess what? You're correct. This was the point of Christ. It was supposed to be narrow. It meant to be narrow. Remember, even Christ said so clearly in John 14:6, and Jesus said unto them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And I've heard people tell me, that's narrow. Yes, it's narrow, because there's only one way to God, and it's in Christ. And that's the whole point of the words there in Matthew 7:13-14. We also saw last week that the word broad means spacious. I mean, there's so much room in that broad road. And the point of Christ again is that it is so wide open. That means anyone can enter in the broad way. I mean, there's no restrictions. You can do whatever you want. Anything goes in that broad way. You can think, do whatever you want, say whatever you want, dress any way you want, walk any way you want. Because there's no one to tell you, no one to judge you. Therefore, you can live however way you want, say whatever you want to say, do whatever you want to do. It is your life. And you're there to please who? To please yourself and nobody else. That's the broad way. And no doubt it is very much, it's very easy to get on and very much desirable to the lost. This is why Christ warns us of that deception of this broad road. Yes, it might be alluring. Yes, it might be so amusing. But the end result is destruction for all eternity. Christ again said, for wide or broad is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Again, as we said, there's no restrictions to this broad road. It has no boundary. And the thing is, it doesn't take any effort to get into the broad road. And the sad thing again, as inviting as that broad road is, it gives a false and deceptive sense of freedom and independence, because the end result is destruction. And sadly again, everyone upon this road is so blinded to this destruction. But what they don't understand, that this broad road that is so alluring, so amusing, will one day come to an end. And then what? And then what? My. The sad thing about this road that has deceived so many throughout the years, and even in this 21st century, it is deceiving so many. The road is, again, so delightful, so pleasant. I mean, there's so many people on this road. I mean, you'll find a big crowd on this road. But again, it is a blinding path that ends in destruction. So, all of us are brought to a fork in the road. There's only two ways, two roads. Where will you be? Which road are you on this morning? Are you on the broad road, the way of the world, or are you on the narrow road, the way of Christ? So where are you this morning? On that fork of the road, would you take Lost Boulevard and go on the broad road? Or will you walk in the Lord's Boulevard in a narrow road? Choose you this day which road you will be on. And there is no other road. There's not a third option. There's no middle ground. There's no in between. So you're either in the broad road, the narrow road. But again, and I'll keep reading this verse over and over and over till God quickens to your heart. It says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. We also, last week, shared a very important verse from the Apostle Paul. Because Paul also warned us of the allurements and deceptions of the world. Turn with me to Colossians 2. Colossians chapter 2. It's Paul right there in Colossians 2. He comes down to verse 8. And he sets forth all the different ideologies and concepts that are found in the broad road that is saturated in such deep secular humanism. As he says again in Colossians 2:8, Paul says, beware. Beware. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. If you have a pen or a highlighter, I want you to highlight and underline, circle those last four words. And not after Christ. How much clearer is that? All these other ones are found in the broad road with all their allurements, but they're not after Christ. This is the same concept Christ is setting forth before us this morning. The broad road, it'll spoil you. It'll deceive you. It'll overtake you by philosophy. It will overtake you by vain deceit in the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Or if you wish, after the rudiments of the world or the broad road, not after Christ. You know, when the Apostle Paul says not after Christ, he again is making the same challenge that Christ did in Matthew 7:13. You're either casting your lot with the wisdom of man upon the broad road, or casting your lot with Christ upon that narrow road. So please understand again, there's no connection between the two. The broad road full of philosophy, vain deceit, but all of that takes you away from Christ. And then the narrow road is Christ, and He is the only way, the only truth that can bring you to God. This is so, again, needful to be heard in this 21st century. Are we going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are we going to lure away by the deceptions of the broad road? Are you going to be walking on the broad road of destruction, or are you going to be walking on the narrow road of eternal life? Where will you cast your lot this morning? With Christ or with the allurements of the world? Let me make sure that you understand. You see, man's philosophy, they don't have the words of eternal life. Vain deceit does not have the words of eternal life. The traditions of man do not have the words of eternal life. And the rudiments of this world do not have the words of eternal life. The broad road does not have the words of eternal life. It is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has the words of eternal life. The words of eternal life. And this is why Paul concludes verse 8 with those four powerful words. Not after Christ. Why? Because in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, which are found, what? The words of eternal life. And this is why Paul prefaces his exposing of these four things that can lure you away from Christ with the words, beware. Now, do me a favor. Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew 7. And we know what Matthew 7, 13 and 14 says. But notice the first word of verse 15. What does Christ say? Like Paul, beware. To warn us, my dear ones, beware. Beware. My. Beware a false prophet which comes to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. As I said, the Lord sets forth this two paths, two types, preachers, the false ones, and those that preach the truth. A broad road, a broad way, is a road that is very acceptable to man. But again, we know that the narrow way is very against the mindset of man. You know what? I think even Solomon warns us that the broad way, or that spacious, large road, which so many love to walk in. Listen to the warnings of Solomon when he says there in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, which is the broad way, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Or as Christ said, the ways of destruction. Yes, it might seem right unto a man on the broad way. But again, whether it be Christ, Paul, or Solomon, they all warn us that this broad road leads to destruction and it leads to death. Therefore, again, this broad road is very deceptive, very delusional, because it leads to destruction. The opposite of this, again, is the true and narrow road of Christ, which is the only way. It's not a delusive broad path. No. That incorporates so many things, so many ways. No, but only one way. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know, even Peter preached that when he said in Acts 4:12, when he preached, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men where we might be saved. It's only in Christ. There's only one way. For even Christ himself said, I say therefore unto you, that if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. There's no other hope. There's no other way except in Christ. So again, we ask, where are you walking this morning? Is it the broad road or the narrow road? Are you in the ways of Christ or are you in the ways of the world? Only you can answer the question. So again, listen to the words of Christ. Listen to the piercing words of Christ. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many, many there be which go in thereof. Because straight or narrow is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So when you die, will you be numbered among the many or numbered among the few? Again, the broad way is the way of the world and all its philosophy, vain deceit, and so forth. And the narrow way is the way of Christ, the way of God. So again, Christ is not asking, Christ is commanding those that heard him, us this morning, to enter in the straight or narrow gate. In contrast, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. My. But of course, the world seeks so many paths, so many ways, and it's so sad. Because the broad way is the path to destruction. It is wide, it is inviting, it is spacious, and it will accommodate every type of lifestyle you can think of. And all kinds of people, many, all of them with their various ideologies, are in there. And this is why Christ again says, enter in the straight gate, because the wide gate, the broad gate, leads to destruction. Let me share four things I didn't get to speak on last week. Four things about this broad road, or this broad path. The first one is, the broad road is a dazzling path. dazzling, Pat. It is dazzling because it is white. And it is so easy to get on. You don't even have to work to get on this path. As a matter of fact, the moment you are born into this world, you're born into that broad path. And as we said, there's no restrictions in that road. No one can tell you anything because it is wide. It has a spacious area. There's no difficulty. I mean, the path is so inclusive as it accommodates. It is accessible to everyone. It is dazzling because everything and anything is accepted. And so, in a sense, it is an easy path to walk. And it makes it very alluring. You see, in this wide and broad path, you can believe whatever you want, say whatever you want, do whatever you want. I mean, you name it. I mean, whether it be in philosophy, you can have it. Traditions of man, you can have it. Rudiments of the world, you can have it. I mean, you can name it and claim it if you want on this broad path. It is so wide. I mean, it is so wide. Nobody can even push you off the broad way. And so you can live any way you want. And no one is going to judge you. And it doesn't make a difference what you do, what you say. It is so simple, so much fun. And therefore, it is a dazzling path to many. Not only that, but secondly, the broad path, not only dazzling, but it's also a delicious path. Why? Because it is overwhelmingly broad. As again, I said, no one can notch you or push you over its side. It is so spacious. Now, I purposely use the word delicious to keep it all these, but also in the sense that it is charming, it is appealing, it is pleasant, it is enjoyable. And notice that it says the broad way. Which again means there's no limits, there's no restrictions. It is huge in size, it is spacious. I mean, it appeals to the feelings, the emotions. I mean, you can walk in this broad way, say, I think, I feel, I believe. I mean, whatever you want to say, it's so exciting, it's so sensational. Because you can believe whatever you want in the broad way. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want. No one's going to condemn you. Many love this broad road. But sadly, there's a sense that this broad road is described by that song by AC/DC. It is on the highway to hell, or we can say it is on the broad way to hell. And not only is it dazzling, a dazzling path. Not only is it a delicious path, but it is also, thirdly, a delightful path to walk in. Why? Because even Christ said, many, many there be that go therein. Not a few. Not a handful. But a wide path that has a very large crowd. You know that this road is the most traveled, and it is the most recommended by the world. It is so popular. It is pleasant to walk in. Again, you don't have to worry. There's no guilt, no conviction of sin, no conscience, no worry. It's a path where you can enjoy life, eat, drink, and be merry. Everything will be fine. Everything's okay. I mean, everybody's on this path. I mean, why rock the boat and get on that narrow path? I mean, it is so broad. It is popular. It is easy. You know, this is the road of what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 7:24, but they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsel and in the imaginations of their own evil heart, went backwards and not forward. Yes, in that delightful path, you can walk in the counsel and the imagination of your own evil heart. Psalm 81:12 says, walking again in their own counsels. Isaiah 9:2 says, but them walking in darkness. Or even in Titus 3:3 when Paul says, for we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts, pleasures, living in malice, and envy, hateful, and hating one another, because everything goes in this broad way. I mean, this broad road is the road of the atheist, is the road of the evolutionist, is the road of those that promote their political correctness. Please don't misunderstand me. You don't have to be an atheist to be on this broad road. I'm just saying that it's such a delightful way that you can be whatever you want to be. Think whatever you want to be and enjoy it. I mean, you can even cover your ears and say, I don't want to hear the Bible. I don't want to hear what the Word of God says. And you can walk in your own way because nobody will condemn you or judge you. It is such a broad and delightful path. I mean, you can live in adultery, you can live in fornication, you can be a drunk, you can be a drug addict. I mean, you can live any lifestyle you want, you can be gay, you can abort babies. I mean, nobody's going to judge you. You're in the broad road. Everything goes, anything goes. It is such a delightful path to many. I mean, you're looking at everybody wants to be in that road. Because it is so simple. There's no judgment, there's no condemnation, no guilt. It's such a delightful path. Because you can just live any way you want. And perhaps say, man, what a way to live. No hassles, no stress. It's such a fantastic path. Because I don't have to answer to anyone. I can live without any guilt. But fourthly, not only is it a dazzling path, a delicious path, and a delightful path, but also, it is a deceitful path. Because Christ said so clearly and succinctly, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, not a few, many there would be which go in thereat. It is deceitful because the end result is that it leads to destruction. And again, this is prefaced by the saddest word we can think of right now. And that is many. Many. Many upon many on this broad road of destruction. I mean, this broad road is so wide. The gate is so wide. But the sad thing, it leads to destruction. It leads right into the pit of hell. Popularity and fun are not always a trustworthy source. Because this broad road will lead you to destruction. It might be great to some, glorious in appearance and aside, but it leads to a very tragic consequence. You know, I'm reminded of a pastor, my wife and I used to go to a Spanish-English church, a bilingual Baptist church, and there was a phrase that he used to use a lot in Spanish, and I want to quote it and interpret for you in English, and he would say, el pecado es dulce, pero las consecuencias son amargas. Now, in Spanish, it sounds powerful. In English, it doesn't have the same punch, so to speak. And basically, the way it's translated is, sin is sweet, but the consequences are sour. Yes, sin is sweet, but the consequences is destruction. It is destruction. The broad road leads to the path of destruction, which again is the path to hell. And it says, many, many. There's so many in this group that make up the word many. As a matter of fact, if you're still there in Matthew chapter 7, you see the same word in verse 22. Many. But let's pick up at verse 21 and read through. In verse 21 it says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Many religious people are on that broad road. Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful things? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. If you die walking on that broad road, the sad thing is you'll be included with all those many that would hear those sobering words of Christ, and it'll be too late. I never knew you. Depart from me. Ye that work iniquity. Oh, to God, may He this morning fetch you from this broad road and put you upon the narrow road. the road that leads to eternal life. And so therefore I hope that you seek the narrow road. You seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the way of Christ and repent and turn from the broad way and now start walking in the narrow way in Christ. And so we see again that this broad road may be delightful to many, but the consequences, the end result of this broad road is destruction. And so, oh my dear ones, all of you outside Christ, do not be deceived. The broad road, it is deceptive. Yes, it might look good, it might feel good, it might seem good. It might be a dazzling path, it might be a delicious path, it might be a delightful path, but it is a deceitful path. And so I remind you again of the words of Christ. The broad road, the broad way is the way that leads to destruction. And so I plead with you, if you're on the broad way, look to Christ. Come to Christ. And if you remember anything this morning from my message, I want you to remember the words of Isaiah 45, 22. Turn with me there. Isaiah 45, 22. God is speaking here through the words of Isaiah. And notice what he says in verse 22. Isaiah 45, 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is not one else. And there's none else. Coming to Christ will take you from the broad road of destruction and put you upon that narrow road of eternal life that is found in Christ. I mean, what a glorious invitation of God to your soul. I mean, what an invitation that is reinforced and supported with a powerful promise that says that if you come unto me, you will be saved. Ye shall be saved. Listen again. What does Christ say in Matthew 7? Narrow is the way that leads to destruction. But this narrow road of Christ, it has a glorious salvation which is set forth in eternal life. You know, even Christ tells it there in John 5:24. I'll read it to you. He says, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me that sent me hath eternal life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Yet if you come to Christ, you will pass from the broad road into the narrow road of Christ. You will pass from destruction into what? Eternal life. You will pass from death unto life. That's the hope in Christ. But again, listen to the words of God Himself. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. God makes salvation very clear. And in a sense, I say this carefully, simple, so that there is no confusion whatsoever. There's no gray areas or misunderstanding as how to obtain and receive salvation. You see, the promise of salvation is clear and succinct. Look unto me and be ye saved. How much clearer can you get to that than to look unto me and be ye saved? I remind you that the Word of God says, God is not a man that he should lie. If he says, look unto me and you be saved, he means it and he will do it. It means that any sinner that looks to God in sincerity, coming in repentance for God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Very clear. There's no misunderstanding here. No confusion. Christ is the only way of salvation. And if this be true, why do you wait? Why do you put it off? Once you come this very moment, come, call upon Him to save you, to take you from the broad road and put you in the narrow road. In Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love that phrase, shall be saved. And so come to Christ quickly right now, this very moment. Look unto me and be ye saved. This is also a command from God. He's not asking you to look. He's commanding you to look to Him this very moment. It is imperative that you look to Christ to be saved. Yes, salvation can only be found in Christ because there's no other way to heaven. There's only one road to heaven, and That road is in Christ. There's only one escape from hell, and that person is Christ. There's only one remedy for sin, and that is that Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Because salvation is not found in the church. Salvation is not found in some baptistry. Salvation is not found in religion. Salvation is not found in any family association, good word, good deed, morality. No, salvation is found only in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God declares, and He says, that He and He alone is the true and only God. If you're still there in Isaiah, go up to verse 5. Isaiah 45, in verse 5. God says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they might know from the rising of the sun, from the west, that there is none beside me. Brother Alex, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Yeah. I form the light, create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. God is in control of everything, which means that God is also in control of salvation, my dear ones. You know, Isaiah is also very accustomed to pronouncing woes. Verse 90 says, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. My. But before that, he does say, in verse 8, drop down ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, has created it. May God bless you, drop down from heaven, and if you're on that broad road, bring you to the grace of salvation. But don't be the person that Isaiah speaks of here in verse 9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. My word has gone forth out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. My. That's in verse 23. I'm sorry, I just got so ahead of myself. My. In other words, you do not want to meet God at the end of that broad road in your sins. No. In the very first chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah makes a powerful point. He says, come now. In Isaiah 1:18, come now. Let us reason together. That God would reason with the sinner blows me away. But that mercy, that's compassion, that's grace, that's called love. Come now, let us reason together, say the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Here we see again the mercy, goodness of God, condescending to sinful man who is walking on the broad road of destruction to reason with them. So this morning, you're either striving with God as you walk upon that broad way of destruction, or you're seeking the Lord to deliver you from your sins. And so we compel you this morning to look to God in faith that your sins might be made white. So what are you going to do this morning? Strive or reason with God? Are you going to continue on that broad road of destruction? When God declares dogmatically, I am the Lord and there is none else beside me. Wow. Look at verse 21 of Isaiah 45. He said, tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together who have declared from this ancient time, who had told it from the time, have not I the Lord, and there is no God beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. I mean, how clear is that? He repeats that prior to this in Isaiah 43:11. I'll read it to you. It says, I even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. There's no other Savior. There's no other salvation except in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the question this morning, are you going to strive with Him? Or are you going to reason with Him regarding your sins? Because God says in great compassion, come now, let us reason together, say the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Thus He said, look unto Me, and be ye saved. And so, oh dear God, I hope that you are on that narrow way. That you have come to Christ, and now you know the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Please don't be like those that are found also in Luke 13. Turn to Luke 13 quickly. Interesting what one of the disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ as He was preaching and teaching. And as they were walking in Luke 13, we'll pick up at verse 22. And if He went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem, then said one unto Him, Lord, are there few that be saved? You know what He said in Matthew 7:14? Few there be that find it. But Christ tells them right there, strive to enter into the straight gate or narrow gate. Strive to enter in. For many, there's a word again, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. And part of the problem, because they get so used to mere religion. And then sadly, verse 25 and following, He says, once the master of the house had risen and had shut the door, and you began to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And He shall answer and say unto you, I know ye whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, thou hast taught in our streets. But He shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from Me, all ye workers of iniquity. We read some of that also in Matthew 7. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and the south and eat and sit down in the kingdom of God. Oh, my dear ones, it is not a light thing to be found walking in the broad road of destruction. And I pray while it is still today, while today, I remind you, everybody look up here, I remind you that today, the door is open in heaven. The door is open right now in heaven. Come to Christ. Christ is that door. Because one day that door will be shut. And no hope of salvation will be gone. No one will be able to enter in. But today, right now, come, enter in. Start your journey upon that narrow road right now. That narrow road that leads to eternal life. Christ tells us in John 10:9, I am the door, and if any man enter in, what does He say? He shall be saved. Woo! Glory to God. I love that. It's not, well, could be, maybe. If you do enough work, no, come to Christ, He shall be saved. Look unto Me, you will be saved. You must look, you must come to Christ. This again is the grace and mercy of God to all healthy serving sinners. Shall be saved. What an invitation to all those who are upon the broad road. Come to Christ and you shall be saved. But if you die in that broad road, the door to heaven shall be shut to you for all eternity. But if right now you come in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be taken from that broad road and you'll be put in that narrow road of eternal life. Don't put it off. Don't wait. Come now. This very present moment, come. Find salvation in Christ. And so, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ challenges as He brings the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. And so, are you walking on the broad road of destruction or the narrow road of life? What road are you on this morning? You know, Jeremiah also warns us with these sobering words as God challenges us where we are this morning. In Jeremiah 21:8, it says, "And unto the people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, before I set before you the way of life or the way of death." The way of life is the narrow road, and the way of death is the broad road of destruction. This is what Christ is teaching. This is what He's saying. Amazing. And does that conclude again with His words of Elijah? But He said to the people there in 1 Kings 8:21, and Elijah came to all the people and said, "How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal be God, then follow him." And the people answered not a word. So what or who are you as an individual going to do this morning? Follow Christ or follow the allurements of that broad road that leads to destruction? How long halt you between the broad road and the narrow road? Choose you this day, choose you this morning who you will serve, Christ or the world. So what a challenging question. What a warning when Christ again commands it and He says, "Enter in the narrow gate, because the broad gate leads to destruction." He makes it very clear. Only two paths. The broad road, the narrow road. And so again I ask, which road are you on this morning? And thus, what will be your final destination when you die? Oh, I pray that you come to Christ this morning. Don't take a chance with your soul. You have no guarantee that you'll see the end of this day. That you'll see tomorrow. And I say the following very carefully and with a sad heart. 20 years ago, September 10th, and many young people got up in the morning, go to work at those two towers. You know how many people got on those airplanes, they packed all that luggage, and they never even had a chance to open their luggage again. Because people think, if we got so much to go, you don't have a guarantee that you'll see the rest of this day, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, whatever. Today is the day of salvation. So I plead, I compel with you, come to Christ this very moment. Come in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May He add to the teaching of His word this morning. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, many strong things and words were preached this morning. But this is what You have set forth, Lord. And I pray that Your Holy Spirit would convict, even draw effectually unto You this morning, those that are in the broad way. And bring them to the narrow way. Bring them to Christ, Lord. Save in our midst. With those hearing on Facebook, Lord, even later on in Sermonati. Oh God, that You do a work of salvation to the hearers of the preaching of Your word. And so, Lord, we look to You, knowing that salvation is found only in Your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, Thy word says that if the sinner will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart, He says God would raise them from the dead and they will be saved. Because the word declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, cause those who hear to come in repentance for God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And do a work this morning. For we ask it all in your blessed and most holy name. Amen. Thank you again for being with us through the means of Facebook. And again, we say that if you have any questions or concerns about your soul, please contact us. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Thank you for being with us. Amen.